Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about what makes a narcissist angry. Personal perspective. What makes a narcissist angry? From the eyes, from the mouth, from the ears, from the, you know, teeth of a self-aware narcissist. Diagnosed self-aware narcissist. So, what makes a narcissist angry? So, I don't know what y'all are going to say. Anything. Lee, there is nothing on this planet that can't make a narcissist angry. It would probably be a better video if you just said, what doesn't make a narcissist angry? And just go from there. So these are a few of the things that, a lot of things can make a narcissist angry, but what could trigger them to rage on you? What could trigger them to go nuclear on you, to go, you know, Chernobyl nuclear power plant meltdown type violence or anger or rage on you and stuff like that? Maybe not violence, but anger and rage. So the number one thing on my list right here is disrespect. I know disrespect can make anybody go mad. Can make anybody get mad, but narcissists perceive any type of criticism as disrespect. Any type of it, like it, constructive criticism, active criticism, like even constructive criticism, y'all. If you're trying to help them out by telling them that they did something wrong and how they could do something better, that's disrespectful because you don't think I've done it good enough. You make me feel like I'm not good enough. So that could boil over. It could very well be. It might not just be one incident of disrespect. It could be disrespect piled up from other sources as well. I could get disrespected at work. I could get disrespected on a bus home. I could get disrespected at the gym. I could get disrespected online. I get disrespected by one of my kids. And guess what? The wife or the husband disrespect me, and then boom, nuclear explosion. Boom. That person, the last person who triggers the fuse, has already been lit by somebody else, but you get the explosion. You know what I mean? Disrespect, y'all. This is the easiest way to get narcissistic rage, is to disrespect them. Another thing, even if you correct them, corrections are disrespectful, y'all, because you make them feel like you're not good enough. You know what I mean? What could trigger narcissistic rage? So when I'm raging out, my therapist told me, she asked me, she's like, when you're raging out, what are you yelling and screaming? What are you saying when you rage out? Let's focus on the words that you're saying, that you're yelling and screaming when you're raging out. And I told her, like, I feel underappreciated. I don't feel like people listen to me. So yeah, if a narcissist is feeling underappreciated, boom, powder keg. Powder keg explosion sometimes. And like I said, the underappreciated, you could be you could be appreciating them in every way possible. But to a narcissist, typically to a narcissist or a toxic person, nothing you do will ever be enough for them. So they're always, almost always, we are almost always going to be feeling underappreciated in regardless of whatever situation we're in. We're going to be feeling underappreciated. So when those times arrive, when those situations arrive, boom. Like I said, it's not just one time, y'all. It's not just one time thing. This is it's like piling up a list of things that of disrespect. It's a list of things that makes a narcissist feel disrespected and things like that. It's a list. It's compiling a list. It's building up. It's not just one thing. I feel for me personally, I felt underappreciated for a long time. because I would be doing, I'd be doing tasks and things like that. And my wife would say, thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing that. But I didn't feel like there was enough, y'all. As crazy as that sounds, she was appreciating the things that I was doing, but I felt like she wasn't thanking me enough. My mind said, that's not enough. That the way my mind perceived her tone when she said that made it seem like her tone was snarky, which it absolutely wasn't, y'all. Her tone would not be snarky when she'd be thanking me for doing things. You know, oh, thanks for doing that. You didn't have to do that. Like, yeah, cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? Boom. Right there, my mind was just like, why did she say you didn't have to do that? Why did she add those extra words? Like, I know I didn't have to do it. You don't have to. It's like, I know I didn't have to do that. Why are you telling me what to do? You mean, I didn't have to do that? Okay, of course, I know I didn't have to do that. I did it because I wanted to. You see how my mind just twisted? That's one statement that she made. It wasn't her being unappreciative. It wasn't her being disrespectful. But my mind took that, morphed it into disrespect and underappreciation. And then later on, whenever it compiles up and then it compiles into this, like this little narcissistic, like bank vault of anger and things that we don't deal with. You know, we compile it in the bank vault. It's like a bank vault in our heads that we compile this list of disrespect, this list of underappreciation, this list of nobody listening to us, this list of not feeling like enough. We put it into this bank account, and sooner or later the bank vault gets full and it just comes spilling out. We can't close the door anymore, because you know, a lot of narcissists and toxic people, we don't like dealing with our issues with the person we're dealing with. We don't like handling our issues. We don't like communicating our issues and our problems and things like that, especially our emotional issues and our emotional problems, because that makes us feel vulnerable. And vulnerability is typically what could have led to us getting hurt in our childhood that made us who we are right now. You see what I'm saying? So it's like a bank vault, and you're just like, or a better analogy would be like, we keep sweeping things underneath the rug, but the more and more stuff you sweep under the rug, the higher the rug gets. And sooner or later, you can't sweep it under the rug anymore. And sooner or later, the stuff is going to come falling out from underneath the rug, you know? Why your rug, it's like walking to somebody's house and asking them why their rug is, why is your rug got all these lumps in it? Why your rug 6 feet tall? That's crazy as hell. It, handle some of that stuff. Roar! You know what I mean? Those are a couple of reasons why narcissists rage. And like I said, again, when I talked to my therapist, I was like, I feel like I'm unappreciated and people don't listen to me. If a narcissist feels like they're not being heard, they can get angry at you. If a narcissist feels like they're not being heard or you're not listening to them, they can get angry at you. They can rage out on you and things like that. You know what I mean? Again, if you're not, when I say not being heard, I mean, we say stuff and you act like you don't hear it. You hear it, you say, huh? What'd you say? It's like you're not listening. Oh, you hear me the first time. Why can't you hear me the first time? You listen to somebody else? Another reason a narcissist will get angry at you is because you have too many friends. You know what I mean? Another reason narcissists get, because your friend count can make that narcissistic person uncomfortable. And this is not speaking for every single narcissist. But y'all come over here like, my narcissist wasn't like that. I'm not like that, Lee. Duh. This is not speaking for everybody. You know what I mean? But it's speaking for a lot of people. You know what I mean? You have a lot of friends that make them uncomfortable because we think, you know, our abandonment issues coming into play. We think your friends are going to talk you out of this relationship. We think your friends are going to talk you into leaving us. We think your friends are going to introduce you to somebody else that's better than me and you're going to leave me. So we need to isolate you away from your friends. Anger. You get the anger about your friends. And not, a lot of times it's not going to be rage, y'all. When a narcissist is angry at you, it's not always going to be narcissistic rage. You might get silence. You might get the silent treatment. You might get stonewalled. They might look at you in your face and pretend that you don't exist to them and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So that's typically how it works right there when you deal with narcissistic people, y'all. You have to get into the mindset. You have to get into the flow of things with that person. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, this is the way it goes, y'all. I promise you, this is the way it goes. Mindset-wise. And things like that. Like I said, you're not always going to be met with rage. You could be met with silence and things like that. Anything a narcissist perceives as a slight could lead to anger, y'all. Anything. Like your success, your promotions, your graduations, your growing career could make that narcissist get angry because we feel like we're not enough. Especially if that stuff that you're accomplishing is taking you to a higher plane in life than us. If there's stuff that you're accomplishing right now in your life is taking you to a higher plane than us, again, cue in abandonment issues, again, cue in rage, or again, cue in silence or emotional disconnect. You know, it doesn't take a lot to make a narcissist angry, y'all. It just doesn't. Believe, when they get angry, how do we convey our feelings to that person? Y'all, if you have to talk to a narcissist, just, you have to go straight to the point and don't use the word feel or feelings, because the second that you try to communicate with a narcissist, but when you use the word feel or feelings, they're either going to A, make it about themselves. What about my feelings? What about how I feel? You know, deflect it back to you and get angry at you for bringing up your feelings. Your feelings can make a narcissist angry, y'all. You mean? Or C, just ignore you. You mean? They just ignore you and just be like, oh my goodness, here we go. I'm just telling you, just trying to communicate with the narcissist is one of the hardest things possible, y'all. You know, it just is. So you have to stay in power. You have to stay on your, you have to kind of have to stay in your game, man. You have to stay on your, keep your life together, y'all, dealing with these type of people. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Toronto, Canada. This time next week, I'll be in Toronto, Canada, doing our next in-person live meet and greet, November 19th, Toronto, Canada, 2022, y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more than always. Mental Illness is out. Peace.